This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, it is hurricane season. It is the whiplash that I call it of the weather. So what else is new? We'll talk about the latest hurricane that is out there spurring around and perhaps heading toward the U.S., but not quite what we saw with Florida. By the way, many of the Floridians living in Ian's path are in trouble because they can't count on insurance, but many were let back into the Fort Myers area to look at the destruction of their homes. Hi, everybody. Hate to start on the sour note. Believe me, we have some lighter things to talk about, too. Kate Delaney, once again, as I said, thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk first about Putin and talk about a hurricane of a different sort. I would imagine he's going to respond because his 12-mile baby, a Crimea Bridge, that really is a major artery into an area that obviously Russia controls and the Ukraine hates, was hit. It was hit by a massive explosion, and the Ukrainians are not taking credit for it. I looked at the video a couple times, and it really does cut things off. So is this the work of some of the Russians who oppose the war? 200,000 have made their way to try to get out of Russia by any means that they can. That's how bad it's become. But sticking with the attack on the bridge, it happened on Saturday. It is a crucial lifeline from the Russian mainland to the Crimean Peninsula, which, let's face it, is illegally annexed, and the physical damage can be restored, but because they've got emergency teams at the site and all that kind of stuff. But it's the image part of it that Vladimir Putin hates, and that's going to be easy to repair at all. This was built with about $4 billion, the equivalent of $4 billion from the Russian treasury. It was very symbolic, uniting Russia and Ukraine, or at least a region that still legally belongs to Ukraine, but don't tell Russia because Putin says it belongs to them. So if you remember, and you go all the way back to the beginning of the year, in February, when Putin addressed the Russian people and he ordered the invasion of Ukraine and he talked about it, he talked about history. He talked about Ukraine, that it's not really an independent country. That's just a neighboring country for us. And that it's an inalienable part of the Russian history, culture, and spiritual space. That was a huge speech, an important speech for a guy who's, I think, a dictator, obviously, and has put his people in the middle of this. So as things were grinding along, this, again, is a major artery, a major symbol of what Putin wanted to see happen. So how does he respond to this? I mean, there is traffic that is now moving in two lanes on the bridge, according to the Russian deputy prime minister, but boy, the way that it was hit a couple of days ago was super, super nasty. Even the trains have kind of resumed going on the bridge. But heavy trucks and vans and buses, they have to use ferry boats. They can't do it because they're still trying to pull all that together to make sure that it's safe for passage. So that massive blast did cripple parts of that Crimea-Russian bridge. And that's a huge blow to Putin's ego and his war effort. So now, what's the reaction to that? What does he do? How does he respond? I can't imagine that there's not some sort of a response to this. And Ukraine is not claiming any sort of credit for that. They're not saying that it's what they did. So I think Putin, who I think is someone to be feared, let's face it, with Armageddon, the way he casually will drop here and there the potential use of nuclear weapons, this is, again, another distraction, another blow to the ego of a man who has a massive, massive, massive ego. So it's something to fear. I think it's something to watch, because we don't really know what direction he'll take in all of this. He's blaming Ukraine for what he calls a terrorist attack on the bridge. So that means he wants to continue to ratchet up what he's doing. But to do that, he needs more boots on the ground, and those boots, those potential boots, keep running because they don't want to serve. So those that served in the past are doing everything they can to get out of the way of this thing as fast as possible, because borders are being checked and eventually, I'm sure, will be closed at the best of their ability to be able to do that, figuring out any way they can, 200,000 trying to just get out. And you got to have the bodies, and that is obviously the bottom line. If you don't have the bodies, you know, how does he continue to fight what he's fighting as Ukraine continues to push back? It's not what he expected. All right, what weather model do you trust? I mean, who knows? Every time I look at a weather map and we see these various models, you know, the cone of uncertainty, I think that's what you look at. If you're in the range of the cone of uncertainty, it's something to be, I think it's something to consider, as we just saw what happened to Southwest Florida. Now we've got Julia striking Nicaragua as a hurricane with some serious life-threatening flooding. They've had devastating inland mudslides, and you're talking about maybe possibly 15 inches of rain. So you look at this and you look at where does it go, and it, as it goes inward, the good news is it looks like from the models it disintegrates a little bit. So it made landfall as a Cat 1 hurricane at 3:15 a.m. on Sunday. Got winds of about 85 miles an hour, and it's starting to peel off a little bit, starting to, as it goes inland, starting to die down a little bit, but not as far as the rain is concerned. So there was lots of trees down, mudslides, as I mentioned. You could see just before it came ashore what it looked like it was going to do. You saw kind of minimal damage on a few islands just east of Nicaragua, but it picked up that steam. You know, minor damage in the San Andres, but probably much bigger damage as it continues to move through Nicaragua. It is the 10th named storm of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. My goodness. A big jobs report came out on Friday. A lot of people talking about it into the weekend. What does it mean for you and me? I got some thoughts next.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So the job report comes out on Friday, 263,000 new jobs. So a little higher than was forecast, but, you know, ultimately, how does that play out? Here's what I think. I mean, all right, good that more jobs were created and that there is obviously, as we keep hearing, there's so many jobs, but nobody wants to do all those jobs, but there's so many jobs. But the jobs report does have a reflection on, you know, where we stand. I think the scary thing is you look at the jobs report, but then you still look at the inflation that hovers over our heads. And this is what everybody is talking about. Listen, we've got midterm elections coming up, and you can talk about any ugly political situation we want to talk about. But we both know, all of us know, everyone knows listening to this show, that when you're hurting, when your family's hurting, and you got nothing in your wallet, and you can't make it from check to check, and things just keep going higher, and we see that gas is going higher, that is going to dictate some of what happens. Definitely. And now, in November, once again, are we going to see the rates go up? Is the Fed going to shove a fourth one down our throats? And that's supposed to tamper or put a damper, is a better word, on what we're facing inflation-wise. But so far that hasn't really worked, I think, the way it should have. I mean, we could argue about that, but so far that hasn't happened. So the bottom line is it's good that the jobs report reflected higher numbers, but we're still being pinched by, you know, we're still being pinched by the inflation that looms over our heads. So creating 263,000 new jobs in September, beating the $250,000 average estimate, and unemployment falling to 3.5% from 3.7%. Those numbers are good. But guess what? Stocks once again tumbled after the jobs report on Friday. The NASDAQ lost almost 4%. The S&P 500, 3%. So it doesn't fit into what the feds are talking about in fighting inflation, which still is on track for another 75 basis point rate hike in November. So we're submerged in the middle of a bear market. And the Fed is aggressively raising interest rates to pull down inflation that's sitting about a four-decade high and needs to make that turn. But it is not really making enough of that turn. It's just not responding, I think, the way we hope. We see sort of glimmers of hope, right? But it's not all the way there. I mean, it's like, the natural question to ask that I would put to you, and I'll say, we'll do an unofficial poll, what the heck, k2kdelaneyradio.com, is do you approve of the Fed aggressively raising the interest rate hikes? Do you approve of this probably being the fourth one in a row, but the sixth time for the whole year? So we've seen it go up by 75 basis points at the last three meetings. And we're waiting for the skies to part and everything to come back in a different direction. But you look at the numbers, and the numbers are ugly. You know, it's collateral damage on the stock market in this whole inflation boxing match. And with another jumbo rate hike, I can't imagine that we're gonna see some miraculous thing happen. It doesn't seem like it, right? Bear market, you know, bear market. That's what it is. And the bottom line for you is I can twist these numbers however. I can tell you all the numbers, and it would just overwhelm your head, right? Because you know they're bad. They're bad numbers, and you look at, still, you go back to that 8.3%. So you have the September inflation report that's going to update the big glaring numbers we heard back in August. That was 8.3%. 8.3%. Wow. Staggering. All right. And so what happens there? We're waiting for things to turn. And what does it say about the job market? What does it tell us about the economy? Because hiring really kind of cooled during the month of September. And when we look at normal times, you would really look at the jobs report as a good indicator that, hey, the economy is pretty healthy. And that's why what's happening with the numbers with the Fed, that's the key thing. What do you do to bring down inflation? What is it that you do to bring down inflation? That's the bottom line. And the job market is kind of showing signs of cooling, right? And I'll tell you where it's really bad. In America, where we're really seeing a lot of problems. I know this from a neighbor who is in charge of HR for a massive major manufacturing company. Is flying all over the place, constantly telling me that the big problem is they can't keep people in the factories, right? Because they're trying to find workers. They haven't had this problem with the hiring levels in decades, right? So it's interesting because the September jobs report showed U.S. manufacturers added 22,000 workers in September, increasing employment in that sector by 500,000 over the last 12 months. So the nearly 13 million workers employed in the U.S. factories make up the largest workforce in that industry since the Great Recession caused employment in that sector to plunge 12 years ago. But since April, manufacturing employment is growing at a 4% annual rate. But they're scrambling to get the workers. And why is that? What's the other ugly thing that we deal with? The supply chain. There are so many problems with the supply chain. So many problems throughout the global economy. Because so many U.S. companies depend on overseas suppliers that have been shifting their focus to sources of parts and goods closer to home. And then you look at how fast can you manufacture things in the United States. So there's demand for the goods, but getting the staff is the tough part. And what do the workers want? More money, of course. But even though in some cases they're offering more money, you can't get the workers to want to do that. A great example, I was reading a story about this the other day, of course, knowing from my neighbor, major manufacturing, but also in Pennsylvania, there's a company that makes everything from firefighting equipment to construction machinery, and there's massive demand for the goods, but, I mean, enough that they could have another whole shift at the factory, and they're paying $20 to $30 an hour, but they can't find the right workers. And this is what you hear over and over and over again. Attracting workers on that job, attracting workers to that job, right? And it's a really male-dominated industry, too. Only 30% of hourly factory jobs are held by women. I mean, that's according to all their numbers. So think about that. Wow. It is interesting to watch, but it affects all of us. Again, it goes back to how does this affect us? We see the jobs, we see the hiring, and we see what's being made and who's making it, and then what happens when you don't have the right staff to do it. Even if you could add other people, you can't get them. Hey, coming up on this show, we have Fair or Foul. We'll go through some pretty interesting things with our technical maestro for this show, Jeremy Paulson. Plus, your opinions. The mailbag is always a big attraction to the show, and you always fill it up with everything from people quitting jobs to North Korea testing tactical nuclear, doing nuclear drills, and what we're seeing from Kim Jong-un, and a couple of questions about even movies and what to watch. So we're heading to the mailbag next.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A gunfight erupted in Upper Manhattan Saturday evening after a driver jumped a curb and ran down a man with his car. Two men were walking in Washington Heights when a vehicle suddenly jumped the curb and plowed into one of them, according to police. The driver of the car jumped out of his vehicle and began shooting at the man he had just hit while he was on the ground, cops said. Police in the area later took the driver into custody and recovered the firearm.
A longtime Wendy's employee with Down syndrome was allegedly fired from his job in North Carolina with no notice, and his angry sister claims management told her it was because he couldn't do the job like a normal person. Dennis Peake, 51, had worked for the Wendy's location in Stanley, North Carolina, about 30 minutes outside Charlotte, for more than 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, we dove in, and I am surrounded by lots of virtual mail. Let's start with Max. Max says, Kate, Putin is a putz. Why can't somebody take this maniac out? I don't care where you're from. You have to realize the impact this guy is having on not only the lives of his people, but our world in general. So now we see this whole thing with the Crimea Bridge and the fact that I watched the video of it buckling into the water. And you got to realize he's blaming Ukraine, whether or not somebody's responsible there. The bottom line is, how does he respond in general to what's happening? I think he believes, and you've said this on your show before, that he was going to win this thing really easy. He was going to march into Ukraine. He was going to take over Kyiv. He was going to get rid of Zelensky, and that was going to be that. And he was going to annex that entire country. It was going to go back to the Soviet of old, but it's not happening. And he's getting more and more frustrated, like a petulant child with a toy that just won't work. And I think it's quite scary. And I wish, oh, wish somebody would just let him fade out forever. Some sort of assassin. Well, you know, that's what people talk about. Like, well, if the people in Russia are fleeing because they don't want to serve, why isn't there, there has to be people that feel, they have to feel frustrated or angry with what's happening. But you got to remember, it's a communist country, and they're spoon-fed so much information. But obviously, there were leaks, there was unhappiness, and there's more people that are getting news from the world and reaction from around the world that's seeping in. That's why we saw the protests. That's why I think you see so many not willing to serve. Otherwise, they would just take the orders and go and do what they're told to do, but they're not doing that. Instead, they're running from Russia, trying to get out as fast as they can. I mean, when, you know, he's looking for 300,000 soldiers, and you get reports of 200,000 fleeing, well, do the math on that one. So it's still the big question mark. What happens next? And every day is different. I mean, Putin is blaming Kyiv. He's blaming Ukraine. So blaming them for the attack on that strategic bridge. And it's just another agitation, another thing to see this, you know, conversation about, ooh, nuclear war. How do you line up with this whole deal? All right, let's move to Dan in Fort Myers. Kate, my sister lives in Fort Myers, luckily not on the beautiful or once beautiful beach, but I did get some good updates from her. The people were allowed back in on Sunday. Most have no power, water, and their homes are ruined in some ways if they were on Fort Myers Beach. Still trying to pick up, of course, from Ian when it hit on September 28th, you have seen the pictures, and I know you've talked about it a lot on your show, and you talk about having to evacuate from where you were, but boy, it is really sad to hear her stories of people just still trying to figure it out and trying to go back and get whatever possessions they could possibly find, and they had to kind of stagger people to go across so they wouldn't have large groups that would get in the way of the repairs and the recovery efforts. So thanks for that, Dan. I was flying back from Texas, from San Antonio, Texas, to Tampa, St. Pete. And on the plane, a FEMA officer sat next to me. And we started having a conversation, and she told me all the things that were happening. That what's happening is the sad tales of people calling up. They had no insurance. And so she was telling me that so many of them were waiting for help and their houses were destroyed, or some did have insurance. Same thing, same story. And some will get a $5,000 check because everybody gets the same amount of money. But they have different amounts of money depending on if you have insurance and all of that. But it's certainly not enough to build back houses. So for those with no insurance, it'll be really even tougher. I mean, you got to think 12 to 18 feet of storm surge. And it was interesting in having this conversation because she said, with FEMA, you just don't know where you're going to go. She thought she was going to be sent to Puerto Rico. Instead, it looks like 7 days in Fort Myers, and there are so many people to handle. And it's going to take a long time to do that. I mean, more than 100 people were killed when Ian came ashore. 54 of them lived in Lee County. Many of them drowned after deciding to remain on Fort Myers Beach. And rescue workers are still going through rubble and under the floods. They did manage to rescue 29 people, including one person late last week, which tells you something for sure. And just, you know, 80 to 90% of the structures on the island are not going to be fit to inhabit for a very, very long time. So, but they did get to go back, staggering the people that could go back to see what was there. All right, this one is from Brad, who says, wow, watching what's happening in the world today between Putin and his own private war and the war of words he's waging on the rest of the world over what's happening in Ukraine, you just have to believe that there may have been attempts to take him out, but they have failed. I can't imagine that there haven't been. And then you see Kim Jong-un and what he's doing when he just decides he's going to tinker around and he's going to send messages and send missiles like the one you talked about last week over Japan. Oh, here it goes. We're going to lob it over Japan. Let's see how far it goes. It's just a test. It's just a test. Don't worry about that. Can you imagine if you're in Japan and you're hearing sirens go off? because people have to brace for what could be an attack on Japan? Yeah, that's the problem with that, right? It's a test. We're testing. It's a show of force. So we're testing the missiles. No, you're not. You're trying to threaten the people is what you're trying to do. And you're trying to send messages to everybody in the Western world about what could happen. That's exactly what that's about. And instead, what North Korea releases is, oh, it's tactical nuclear drills. These are tactical nuclear drills. Including some scenarios. That's to know what we possibly would have to deal with. These tactical nukes, smaller, lighter weapons, mostly designed to use in a battlefield. That's what part of what he's talking about, right? Just in case. So, of course, Seoul, South Korea, Tokyo, Washington, they're ramping up their combined military exercises, including deploying a nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier to the area twice, which infuriates Pyongyang. They see the drills as rehearsals for invasion, right? So, North Korea organizes military drills under the simulation of an actual war, hitting South Korean ports, airports, and military command facilities. That's how they visualize that, right? Wow. And especially, to me, that October 4th missile launch that flew over Japan, and you have those rare, incredibly rare evacuation warnings. Like I said, imagine if you're in Japan and that's what you get. So what are you thinking then? This is, oh, it's only a drill, just a drill. Don't be worried about it. Of course you'd be worried about it. Let's go to Will, who says, I want to talk about sports because I know, Ms. Delaney, you have quite a lot of experience in the sports world. I read your book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and I got a copy for my cousin, too. I loved your book. I want you to know that I have massive respect for you now, especially after reading what you dealt with and how successful you were in dealing with everything. And, wow, I can only imagine what it was like flying with the Dallas Cowboys. I've been a Cowboy fan for a very long time, even though I grew up in California. So my question to you is, do you think Dak Prescott comes back against the Eagles, or do you think that he's out for another week? Supposedly, he feels like he can be in for next week. You know, it's another win. The NFC East is interesting. It was another win for the Eagles. They beat the Cardinals. There was a game-tying field goal that missed. That was a big thing. But they beat the Cardinals 2017. So the Eagles are the undefeated team in the league. And the NFC is the class of the NFL. I mean, the Cowboys beat the Rams 22-10. They're 4-1. The Giants beat Green Bay in London 27-22, so they're 4-1. But to your question of the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, he wants to play, and he says that he feels like he's ready to roll, that he's better and he can do it. Or, you know, what happens, I think, will be determined really this week at practice. More likely. He's really day to day. I mean, the doctors are seeing him again on Tuesday. Cooper Rush won his fourth consecutive start in place of Dak, who again had surgery. So that's the key. It's the doctors deciding about that right thumb, if he can do it. If he doesn't, I think he would want to return because it's a huge Sunday night football showdown against the Eagles. But he still is day to day. Thanks for all the emails, peeps.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
End of the hour. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that you are safe and sound wherever you hail from and you're listening to me right now. It is time for one of my favorite things that we do on the show, Fair or Foul.
Signal fair. After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired, but I am here.
You are here. I like that. I'm a little tired. What's the longest you've ever stayed up? Like, how many days in a row?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely not more than two.
I've beat you. Three.
No,
I've stayed up 3 days.
No way. What? No way.
I was exhausted. 3 days was too much. I think I slept for 3 days after that, though. You know, usually when you hit a wall, like a real serious wall, and if
you're just out.
Yeah, you're out. You're just done. You cannot be operating anything. Machinery, you can't be doing anything. You just have to sleep. And I guarantee there's people listening to us where, like, they pull double shifts. Someone begs you or something happens. Or look at the firefighters. I have a friend that's a firefighter, and you're out there. They want to be out there as much as they can, but eventually it comes to the point where it's not safe for them because they're flat out exhausted. They can't do anymore.
Mm-hmm. I've done like 18 pretty consistently. Like, Even 18 hours straight is pretty...
Okay, so if you do 18 hours, then isn't it easy to crash after that?
Well, yeah.
I can't. I've had to go to bed. Good night, everybody. I can't even say. One time I did like an 18-hour thing because I had to fill in for someone. I had to do something else. And I know all of you listening to this can totally relate to this conversation, by the way. And I had to call somebody after that, and I started talking, and I said, you know what? You're exhausted. You need to go to bed. You're not even making sense. Just go to bed. So one of my buddies is like, go to bed right now because you're scaring me. So I'm like, okay. And that was it. Then when you're not making sense, then, you know, you're done. All right, does this make sense to you for Halloween? If you're going to a Halloween party or you're just going to wear a Halloween costume, are homemade costumes better or going to buy either the cheap costume or going to a vintage place where you, you know, rent a costume?
I don't know. I'm too tired. Doesn't make sense to me.
Homemade is better, dude. It's when you're creative and you come up with ideas, I think is
no,
so
I actually,
good.
I do both. Like, you buy the cheap one from the store, and then you, like, add to it, and you make it better by, you know, homemade stuff and manipulating it. That's my opinion.
Right, by adding things?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I think that works. It's, you know, if you just get the basics, so you go and get something that go to Party City or wherever, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and you get the basics, and then you can add to
it. It's a good base to start from. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, it's always about whatever's hot, whatever's in the headlines. That's when people get really clever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody's going to be a purple M&M because purple M&Ms are coming out. And, you know, someone will come with
whatever
that.
Ones are the blow-up ones. They have that little fan that blows it up.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. I like to see the clever costumes. And I live in a neighborhood with lots of kids, and I have a feeling that I get to see some cool trick-or-treaters of all ages. So I like that idea. So I think I'm going to agree with you. I think it's fair to buy a cheap costume and then add to it. That's maybe a good way to do it.
That's
instead
what
of
I
the
do.
Vintage. The vintage is good, but it can cost you hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
That's too much. Not when you're older. Not, I mean, why?
Some
even
of the custom-made stuff costs you thousands, not even hundreds.
That's true. It just depends, for sure. They say the average person, when it comes to Halloween, spends about $300. Isn't that crazy?
I could see that.
But for candy and everything?
Yeah.
Right? And overall, if you look at what a big business it is, consumers spend or projected to spend about $10 billion on Halloween. It's a big deal. Popular
costumes. I feel like
costumes.
Christmas still got to beat.
Oh, yeah. Christmas does have a beat, I know. What does that tell you about the celebration of the birth of Jesus is about the commercial side of things, right?
Really?
Yeah.
It's about the gifts.
It's about the gifts. But Halloween, I mean, to your point of Halloween, you have more than 1,400 pop-up stores. The Spirit Halloweens, they open up all over North America. That's what happens. Yeah.
I like Halloween. Yeah.
I do too. I like the decorations. I like to see. I like when the kids come to the door and stuff. All right, this is a very important one. Angel hair versus spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Oh, I'm angel hair. I like the thin. You like the thick spaghetti?
Yeah, I don't like the thin. It's like nothing's even there.
All right, so you would like. There's a place called Buca de Pepe's. A lot of people know that they're all over. And I stopped going there because they only have spaghetti. I'd be like, do you have angel hair? No. Angel hair? No. Angel hair? I'm not coming here anymore. So I go to Maggiano's because we like thin spaghetti. We like the angel hair better. But I get it. It's a kind of a war. You either like the thicker noodle or the thinner.
I don't know how yours is, but our Buca de Pepe up here is like... They don't have small dishes. Like, you have to buy
huge.
A big old thing.
It's crazy.
And it's really expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. They say it's family style. But
we don't sell single orders.
No. Like, so if you get it, you got to binge on it for days, really.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, spend $50 and binge on it for days.
Yeah, binge on it for days because it doesn't. Because there's no way you're going to... Well, I don't think most people, anyway, would eat the whole amount they bring you. There's no way. Even if you're starving.
It's so
if you had an 18-hour day, you were starving. Just give me my spaghetti and don't talk to me.
It's
no
so
way.
Good, though.
It is. I think Italian food is good. It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I like Italian food.
Mexican and Italian are my favorites.
Yeah, I like Mexican. I try to stay away from big portions of all of that because I'm getting myself in good shape. But yes, and then steak would be on my list too. Really good filet mignon would be on my list.
What was that, probably American? Beef eaters. What would steak be, American?
Yeah, American food. Yeah, American. Give me my steak. This is an important one, especially because I kind of took my own little survey of the land when I was traveling. And since I just got back and I was on four different planes, AirPods versus wearing, like, Beats. You know, wearing a headset.
Raycons.
Raycons. So you wear Raycons.
Yes, Raycons are awesome.
Why are they awesome?
Just the quality. Like, have you ever had Raycons?
I haven't had Raycons. I have AirPods.
Yeah, you should get some Raycons and listen to those.
They're just
the quality is like so much.
So the ear, you're saying the earbud is better than the AirPods.
Yes.
Okay. So Raycons, which are similar to AirBuds though, because they're not big giant cans.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah. I think the little ones are better.
That's what I'm saying. I think the Raycons are better because they just fit better and they're smaller than the AirBuds and the quality's better.
All right, so I'll have to try those out. It's funny because on the planes, there was definitely people with big Beats on and that kind of stuff, but there was also lots of people with AirPods. But the problem with AirPods sometimes, and maybe to your point of the Raycons, is you're on a plane, and that's how you have to listen to things anyway now because they don't offer, you're not looking at TVs on flights anymore. It's what your device is.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to have something if they're going to listen to whatever it is. They're going to listen to the in-flight entertainment that you have to get on an app. And you see people dropping the AirPods and getting hysterical trying to get them because they fall backwards. And mm-hmm. You know how planes are. They eat them up and they can't find them.
Yeah.
That happens on both of my phones.
They like fit perfect. Okay. They don't ever fall out.
So it's better.
Yeah, and they have a awareness setting. So like, say someone comes and talks to you, instead of like turning your music down or pausing or anything, you just have to press a button, and all of a sudden it's like, you
know,
like it's a microphone kind of. It's weird.
Okay, it's like a microphone. All right, yeah. So yeah, I like that. Fair or foul, Tabasco or ketchup on eggs?
Ooh, I love Tabasco on eggs.
Me too.
Cholula.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Hot sauce on eggs are like the go.
And I always ask for it everywhere I go. Because sometimes they don't have it. It's just not on the table, but they usually have it. Versus the ketchup. Because I'll see a lot of people use ketchup.
It just sounds so
too sugary.
Gross.
Yeah. Ugh. I like hot.
Who does
better.
That? Kate Delaney?
No, not me. That's a big Midwest thing, slopping that ketchup all over there. It is a Midwest thing, right? Back me up, people. Back me up. Yes, yes, ugh. Yes. All right, so we'll try the Raycons, and we definitely grab the Tabasco, that's for sure. Jeremy Paulson, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count. Remember, you can hit me up 24/7 if you have any suggestions on types of earbuds or Tabasco versus ketchup. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.